We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champagne's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Sophie Vansaggi. It is Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026. Sliding right into some baseball updates, Illinois baseball wrapped up an undefeated weekend at the First Pitch Invitational at Fluor Field in Greenville, South Carolina. Illinois went 3-0 over 3 days, earning wins against Michigan State, College of Charleston, and UAlbany to extend its winning streak to 5 games. Illinois opened the weekend Friday with a comeback win over Michigan State, with freshman first baseman A.J. Putty and junior outfielder Colin Jennings hitting back-to-back home runs late in the game. Illinois earned its first shutout of the season with a strong performance against College of Charleston Saturday. Junior pitcher Regan Hall earned the win with 6 shutout innings. The offense added timely runs behind hits from Putty and Jennings to back the pitching staff. The weekend concluded Sunday with an offensive surge against UAlbany. Illinois scored more than a dozen runs, highlighted by Jennings' 4th home run of the season and Putty's 2-run home run. Head coach Dan Hartleb saw his team combine timely hitting, steady start pitching, and reliable defense across all 3 games. Illinois now returns home, carrying momentum into the next stretch of the schedule against Eastern Illinois today. From sports to scholars, the National Academic Quiz Tournament State Championship took place at Centennial High School in Champaign Saturday. Schools from across Illinois gathered to compete in the fast-paced trivia competition. In NAQT-style Scholastic Bowl competition, there are typically 2 teams of 4 that are given toss-up-style trivia questions. The questions are written in paragraph form and are a series of clues that slowly get more and more obvious. Teams are incentivized to answer the questions as fast as possible without deliberation between teammates. If a team answers a toss-up correctly, they are given an additional series of bonus questions. Each correct answer earns a team 10 points. Each round is composed of 2 10-minute halves. The trivia topics covered in Scholastic Bowl cover a range of topics, including fine arts, history, science, and mathematics. WPGU News correspondent Grace Avila met with Caleb McLeod, freshman in FAA and LAS, who worked as moderator during the competition. McLeod explained his duties as a moderator, which included reading each question during the games and adjudicating each match. He also expanded on the unique nature of Scholastic Bowl strategy.
In Scholastic Bowl, you are encouraged to study and be knowledgeable about the things that you're interested in. And it is the combination of many players with their own individual specialties that comes together to make a team with a very broad knowledge base.
McLeod also expanded on the value of Scholastic Bowl to high school students.
So Scholastic Bowl, as with any activity, is a great way to bond with other people. It's also a really fascinating intersection between your own personal interests and a competitive team game. I think it's a great way to explore the things you're interested in, learn a lot about science and art and history and literature, and then use that all in a really fun game with your friends.
Adelaide E. Stevenson High School's A-team placed first at this weekend's competition, with 32 teams in total competing. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Madison Magnus and Grace Avila. From WPGU News, this has been Sophie Vansaggi.